Morning, it's the 14th of March. Straight to the birthdays. There's a stack today, starting with music legend Quincy Jones. He's 85. The man who produced the biggest selling album of all time, Thriller, says times were tough growing up in Chicago. He broke into an office, and that's where he saw his first piano.
So I went over to that piano slowly, and I touched it, and every cell in my body said, this is what you're going to do the rest of your life.
Michael Caine is also 85. From Zulu in 1963 to The Dark Knight Rises in 2012, he's had an amazing career and has one of the most recognised voices in the acting world, one that everybody has a go at impersonating, even Michael himself.
Hello, my name is Michael Caine. I'm finished. Not many people know that.
From that funny guy to UK comedian Jasper Garrett, who's 73.
Somewhere in your early 40s, you lose your dress sense. Someone comes in the middle of the night and nicks your dress sense.
The great Pam Ayres is 71. The English poet is still performing today.
Someone they can turn to as the crises rage and swirl. Someone with the remedy, the wisdom, the pearl. Well, they should have asked my husband.
How about this list of March 14 birthdays, hey? Comedian Billy Crystal is 70. He was in the movies City Slickers, Running Scared, Throw Mama from the Train, and When Harry Met Sally.
I have decided that for the rest of the day, we are going to talk like this.
And do you remember Rick Dees? The US radio announcer had a novelty hit in the 70s, Disco Duck. He's 68. There's some of the things we're remembering on March 14.